The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Calling me on my cell phone, but I'm on the air, so call us at 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And we got Russ in Dundalk. Good morning, Russ. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Ellis.
Yeah.
Good morning.
What's going on, bud?
Congratulations again. Winding down the season. That's what's going on. Waiting for the spring turkey hunt now.
Yep. I got it.
Yeah.
I got
it. Hey, I'm calling to get into the contest.
Sure.
And I also wanted to let you know, as we talked before, I'll be in touch with you pretty soon. We have a meeting coming up about a huge announcement and a nationally known hunting personality that's coming to our sportsman banquet in the spring. And I'll give you more details as we hook up. And
when is that?
It's actually going to be Mother's Day weekend.
Okay.
Our special guest, I won't advertise yet, but
that's right.
He will be there Friday night for the sportsman banquet. And
okay.
There's going to be a ladies' tea on Saturday.
Cool.
And of course, a special Sunday morning service. So
beautiful.
We'll be talking about advertising for this event with you.
Beautiful. Send me a text if you know the guy's name. We'd love to have that. And
I can give it to you now. I didn't want to like bombshell or drop a bomb on you with advertising.
No.
Okay.
No, feel
Many
free.
People know Steve and Annie Chapman.
Oh yeah,
Steve. Out of Tennessee.
Yeah,
Steve has written a lot of books. A Look at Life from a Deer Stand.
Mm-hmm.
He's an avid hunter and has some very homegrown music, family related. He's mostly known, him and his wife are mostly known for traveling around doing wedding conferences and those type of things.
Right.
But, he travels around quite a bit and sings about being up in the trees.
Yeah, I've heard of Steve Chapman, read some of his stuff. Beautiful.
Excellent.
All right, let's get together, try to get together next week if we can.
Sounds good.
All right,
Sounds
Russ.
Good.
Thanks, buddy.
Blessings to you guys.
Blessings to you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. What's that?
I'd like to see that.
We'll go. It's Friday
okay.
night. I went last year, if you remember.
Mm-hmm.
Got notified a little bit late. That's where we met Fred Reinthaler from Aircraft Plumbing and Heating over there. So, you know, it's all good.
This year I'll go with you. I'd like
yeah.
to hear that.
Yep. Mother's Day weekend.
That's perfect. That's all right.
Sorry with me. We've got to be on the air anyway, right?
Mm-hmm. We'll just stay over.
Yeah, we can do that. Why not?
Perfect.
Why not?
We don't have to get up at 2:30?
No, we don't. Mother's Day weekend. Let's put that on your calendar to go over to Dundalk to the church over there.
I'm putting it on now.
Putting it on. Yep. And you get to meet some nice people. You get to meet the Groves. Well, you've already met some of the
mm-hmm.
Groves, and you get to meet Fred and a bunch of good people. George Malone, former president of Bowhunter Society, and some folks that. Used to interact with years and years ago. I've known him for years. George Malone and I did my first and only bow fishing trip over in Back River.
Cool. What's the name of it? Okay, church hunting.
Yeah. Russ, send me a message. Let me know the name of it, please. And we'll make sure that we're there.
Okay, I didn't mean to catch you off guard.
You did catch me off guard. I've got a screenshot of it somewhere on my phone. But anyway. But yeah, Steve Chapman, he's great. And you can Google him, not right now, but you can Google him anytime you want. And take a look at Steve Chapman. He's a good guy. And he will bring some people out. So he will. Well, here's the deal. If you're just joining us, we're giving two tickets away at the end of the show to some lucky listener. And we just kind of put some numbers in the hat and shake them around. And Wes Samosuk's name came out for the two tickets for the first hour of the show. And we will get in touch with Wes, get his address, and get those tickets to him here in the mail ASAP. So there's Tom. I think I know who this might be. Yep, I know who it is. Let's talk to, see what he wants to talk about. Yeah, all right. Yep. Looks like one of our directors, Tom Slavin. Good morning, Tom.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great. And yourself?
Good.
That's his voice.
Good, good. For some reason, the December 16th show is coming back to haunt us today.
It is?
Yeah. Bill Miles was on earlier.
Oh, I missed him.
Yeah, you did. But that's all right. You can listen to the podcast. What's that?
I was busy getting all the club members headed in the right direction.
Headed in the right direction. I got that. So, yeah, I'll be up there Monday to join you. I think Jacob and I are coming up to do something on Monday. I'm sure it's going to be cold enough, that's for sure.
It looks like it's going to be.
Yep. Did you happen to see the press release that's going out from Senator Norman and Delegate Hornberger's office?
I did. I thought it was well done.
Yeah, we really appreciate the fact that the Upper Bay Gun Club got involved with the Sisterhood of the Outdoors and that, you know, you guys pulled off that tremendous goose hunt in the worst, absolutely worst of conditions to be out there goose hunting.
Well, my hat goes off to Vicki Jones and the girls for braving the elements.
Indeed, they did. Yep.
And getting out there and giving it their best shot.
So. They did. Yeah, we did that. So, but you got some other news for us today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Has to do with your brother, Scott.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to sponsor the hats for the Camo and Blaze Orange Day.
Right. Blaze and Camo Day, the Hunter's Rally. And that's all right. Blaze Orange. Yeah. Blaze and Camo Day.
That's it.
The Hunter's Rally in Annapolis. That's Thursday, February 1st. If anybody wants to join us, come on down to Annapolis. Park in the Naval Stadium parking lot there, right off Taylor Avenue. It's $5 to park and a couple bucks for the shuttle. You take the shuttle down to Lawyers Mall. You'll see us down there with our orange hats on. We'll give you one. And then, you know, the lawmakers, they almost ambush us rather than the other way around to get their orange hat for the year. This is our fourth rally. And
right.
Governor Hogan came by last year.
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah, I remember. Yep. And you remember what he said when I walked up to say hello?
I do not.
I had his hat under my arm. He goes, he looks at me and he goes, oh, yeah, you. Where's my hat?
Yeah, right.
So that's pretty cool, but yeah, we'll be there again February 1st, and hopefully the weather will be, you know, semi decent, and we'll get a lot of folks out there. And anybody wants to download the flyer, they can go on Maryland Hunting Coalition. MD.
Well, I have an interesting note. To go
oh, your
on
brother, by the way, wait before you go. Your brother owns or is part of Assure. What?
Assure Group.
Group. Yep, insurance, farmers insurance, you dun 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 dun, you know that one, and located right off Route 40 there, and we appreciate,
yep.
Yeah, Elkton, and we appreciate so much his help with getting our orange hats printed. It's always nice to have somebody step up and help us to do that. So,
well, that's what I was going to add.
Yeah,
my brother's not an avid hunter.
Mm-hmm.
He may go occasionally. Doesn't even have a hunting license right now, and he hasn't had one in years. I took him and his two boys out so that they could experience what hunting is, and I, you know, took them on a goose hunt,
right?
As observers, but you don't have to be an avid hunter to support the Maryland Hunting Coalition.
Okay, good point.
So,
good point.
Know.
If you care about wildlife, now we were talking earlier, and here it is again. It's on about this new, where the Trump administration rolled back the Obama ban on Alaska controlling its predator population. Okay,
right.
NPR actually has a fairly decent article about it. But what the people have been reading about this and angry about hunters has come from such sources as the Humane Society of the United States and the Huffington Post. People have to realize who their sources is, who their sources are for these stories when they come out, because it's so slanted against hunters. Oh, hunters are going to go up there and murder poor bears in their den, you know, that type of thing. And it's not what it's all about at all. So,
right. Well, you know, there's always three sides to every story.
That's true. That's true. So. Yep. Yep. So.
Well, listen, we're pulling into the field.
All right, buddy.
Get these hunters squared away.
All right. You got plenty of geese.
Have a great day.
We'll
do
that.
Tell your brother thanks again.
Thank you. Thank you to Scott. And, yep, we'll continue to try and support the Ashore Agency in Elkton as much as we possibly can, and give him as much credit as he is due. And it's, you know, very, very grateful for that.
Awesome.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
You guys have a great day.
You too, Tom. Take care. Kill them all. I mean, kill few. Get your limit. Goodbye. Patrick in Ellicott City, how are you?
I'm doing okay. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Good morning. What's going on?
Just wanted to get in the contest. Don't have too many hunting stories.
That's all right.
Laid up all season with a shoulder injury. Had
oh man,
had surgery September 28th. So
I feel for you.
Yeah,
I really feel for you.
Yeah, Robin had surgery in April, and
I know.
You know, it's a lot of recovery.
Still not right.
A lot of recovery.
Yeah, you know, some days I'm thinking whether I did the right thing by having surgery.
Well, you know.
I didn't have a choice.
No, Robin didn't have a choice. That was a work injury that she had, and I'll tell you, buddy, I've had both of them done, and it takes a long time to recover. You had it done in September?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll be okay in June or July.
That's something to look forward to.
Exactly. Exactly right. Well, I mean, it all depends on what you had done. It depends on how bad the tear is in your rotator cuff, if that's what it was.
Yeah.
If you had a bone spur taken off, if you had frayed ligaments.
Dislocated bicep.
Detached
bicep.
A what?
Detached bicep.
Detached bicep that, you know, sewed itself back on. Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff they can find when they get in there.
So. Yeah, well, Robin, I hope you heal, too.
Well, I pray for you. I hope you do, too, because it's miserable.
Yep, it is, no question. She's looking at another 3 months, and her surgery was in 3 or 4 months, and her surgery was in April. So, you know,
Wow. Yeah.
It's that sleeping thing. I can't stand the sleeping is the hardest right. part still.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I agree. That's why I was waking for.
Yeah, well, hey, yeah. Listen, I got mine done after hunting season, and I know sometimes you just can't wait. But, you know, the first one was on the left side, and I had what's called frozen shoulder. They go in there, and they just cut all the scar tissue and debris out of your shoulder from all the use and abuse over the years. And I just ordered a compound bow, a new compound bow. And when I went to shoot it at the range, I could draw it, no problem, but I couldn't hold it. I couldn't hold the bow in my left hand. It just dropped. There wasn't any strength there to hold even the weight of that, you know, that light bow, relatively light bow. So I had to give up the compound for a couple of years. The other one on the right side, that's my shooting shoulder, of course. I shot a deer on a management program out in Howard County and was getting ready to shoot another one, and I dinged my shoulder so bad that when I tried to shoot the second deer, no idea where the shot went. It hurt so bad when the gun went off. I pulled it.
Wow.
Yeah, and then the following late January, early February, right before the surgery, when I determined it was time to do it, I shot a rabbit, and I couldn't even handle the gun. I had to put the gun down on the ground. It hurt so bad. So, yeah, I get it. I understand the shoulder surgery thing. So, you know, and it does affect your hunting season. I was fortunate enough to be able to put it off until after, you know.
Yep.
But the therapy is the fun part.
Yeah, I've been doing that routine.
Yeah, the therapy is the fun part. I had therapy the first day after my surgery the next morning.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not me.
Yeah, I screamed.
I bet.
I did. I screamed like a little girl seeing a snake. No question. I did. Hurt me. All right, brother. And I, you know, sorry about the horror stories, and but I hope your shoulder gets better and heals up well, and you'll be back out there in the next few months.
All right. Great show.
All right, Patrick. Thanks, buddy.
Have a great one.
Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We're giving away two tickets to the Eastern Outdoor Show, or what's called the Great American Outdoor Show now, in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, coming up the February 3rd through the 11th, I believe. If you know, and don't get in a contest if you can't go. You know, we don't want to waste a ticket to somebody that's not going to use them. So we gave away a pair to Wes Samosuk last I hope I'm saying his name right, last hour. And,
you know, that yet?
Huh?
Did you announce that?
Yeah, I just did.
Oh. Congratulations, Wes.
I did a few minutes ago. You weren't paying attention.
I guess I was asleep.
Apparently. Anyway, that's where we are. So, anyway, yeah, I was looking at the, yeah, Congress just made it officially legal to kill hibernating bears. That's the headline on the Huffington Post. You know, so it all depends on who's writing the story and what their... what their particular motivation is. You know, Humane Society of the United States, a group here in Maryland, whose mission, stated mission, is to eliminate hunting in this country one state at a time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're all about it. So, Bay Country Crabbing Supply in Edgewater has everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing. And now, Bay Fishing Tackle, too. Bay Country Crabbing Supply is located at 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater. Stackable crab traps, commercial pots, rigged trot lines and trot line parts, live boxes, nets, ropes, buoys, stainless steel steamers, and a full line of Bay Fishing Tackle and gear. Why don't stop by today? And you know where you can find them today? At the MSSA show, the Frederick Fairgrounds from 8 o'clock to 4 o'clock. And then 2 weeks from now, January 27, 28, the Kent Island Fisherman's Flea Market. Mark this date down too, April 14th. The open house at Bay Country Crabbing Supply. For more information, call Bay Country Crabbing Supply, 410-956-0300. Attention, watermen, bring your license for your discount. That's right, BayCountryCrabbingSupply.com. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie, 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
The Great American Outdoor Show, presented by My Outdoor TV, February 3rd to the 11th at the PA Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg. Over 1,100 outdoor exhibitors, more than 200 seminars from outdoor pros, nearly 400 hunting and fishing outfitters, interactive events, and entertainment for the whole family. It's 650,000 square feet of guns, hunting, fishing, and archery at the world's largest outdoor show. Tickets on sale now at GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org. February 3rd to the 11th in Harrisburg.
Hey, Clyde Sports Shop. You know what? They've got some Browning guns. You waterfowlers, look, pay attention. They carry the Gold Light 10-gauge. 10-gauge. It's a standard autoloader. It's gas-operated, 3.5-inch chamber, composite with DuraTouch armor coating, Mossy Oak camo, ready to go if you need a 10-gauge. Now, the Maxis is a waterfowl shotgun, waterfowl hunting perfection. That's what they call it from Browning. It's an autoloader, 3 and 3.5-inch chambers. It's got the new power drive gas system that reduces recoil. The BPS pump in all gauges, even 12- and 20-gauge rifled barrel deer models are available. BPS pump comes in 410, 28, 20, 16, 12, and 10 gauge. bottom ejection, DuraTouch armor coating, Mossy Oak breakup infinity camo, 3 and Vector plus choke tubes, bottom ejection. That's the big deal with the pump, BPS pump. And then there's the A5, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balance, and softest shooting recoil-operated auto loader on the planet. 100,000 round, 5-year guarantee. That's my dream shotgun, the A5. Clyde Sport Shop, full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 242-6108. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Chesapeake Outdoors, first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. That's Chesapeake Outdoors. They're at the ATA show, or just getting back, the Archery Trade Association show. All new stuff coming in here shortly for the bow hunters out there. And don't forget, we got a late turkey season coming up, too. They can handle that. You got to get that turkey loads and all that stuff if you need them. Maybe you want to put some decoys out. Now, you know, key to winter turkey hunting is you break up the flock and then you call them back in. That's how that works. But if you need camo, they've got it. If you need camo for the cold weather, they've got it. Hip boots, insulated hip boots, for sure. Also, waders and knee boots, too. So, the brands of camo are Banded and Under Armour, of course. They've got the full line of Yeti coolers. They got firearms and ammunition, steel shot, waterfowl calls, gear, you name it. They've got everything. And once you kill your birds, take them to Chesapeake Outdoors. They'll pick your geese. They'll breast your geese. They'll pick your ducks. Whatever you want to do, they'll get them ready for you to take to the table. Chesapeake Outdoors, located off Route 50 East, exit 39B. That's Dominion Road. Right there on Kent Island, right off Route 50, exit 39B, Dominion Road. For Chesapeake Outdoors, 410-604-2500.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee.
Unlike Denver.
We don't take our trips on LSD.
Unlike L.A.
We don't burn our trap cards down on Main Street.
Can you tell when this song was written?
'Cause we like living right and being free.
That's true.
We don't make a party out of loving,
like Bill Clinton.
But we like holding hands and pitching woo. We don't let our hair go long and shaggy,
like Chris Klaproth.
Like the hippies out in San Francisco do.
Sing it!
I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee. A place where even squares can have a ball.
I'd have a ball there. I'm pretty square.
We still wave old glory down at the courthouse.
Wave old glory, and we don't kneel for the national anthem either. Like the Ravens did in London. All right, let's take some calls. Ron in Sykesville, want to talk about lobsters.
Alan.
Ron.
What, and Mrs. Ellis, how
yes.
are you?
Good morning. Morning.
Good.
Yes, sir?
What is next after the lobster? Will it be steamed crabs live?
Well, yeah. I mean, look, Ron.
Oysters, clams, shrimp.
We're gonna have to figure out how to kill an oyster before we... We don't kill them before we eat them. We eat them.
Yeah, I love raw oysters. Now, once you cut that muscle, are you immediately dead or you're eating it while it's still alive?
No, it's just not mobile anymore.
Okay.
You're paralyzed. It's still...
I hate for them when they crawl around.
When they crawl around on the plate, I know. It's terrible. Ron, I'm going to tell you. The first... Bull and Oyster Roast I ever went to was sponsored by this, or was attended by people from this station. I don't even remember where it was, okay? And I got a plate full of oysters, and I thought, I've never had a raw oyster. Wonder what this is all about, you know? And this is 30 years ago. No, 30 years ago. Now, I just moved to Maryland, okay? So here I am, never had a raw oyster. I heard about them, but I'm about to experience one, okay? I look down on my plate. And there in the beautiful liquor of an oyster...
Was a crab.
No. Worse. A mayworm.
Oh.
Little red worm.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not hungry for these raw oysters. Can I get a pit pea sandwich, please? Thank you. So at least I knew that was dead. That cow was dead. So anyway.
Oh, my dad gave me my oyster. Well, I think my first one. We moved over here.
Alan, you're familiar with the pickers, aren't you?
Yeah.
Mike ate 72 raw oysters down in Louisiana.
Why?
I guess because he wanted to see Frank shave his beard off.
Oh, my gosh. You know, you get really sick from eating oysters.
Well, I got a buddy of mine. Him and me went to an oyster and bull roost.
Right.
And I seen him eat 80 raw oysters.
Okay.
That's no crap. 80 of them.
Mm.
So,
mm.
I can get five
cold.
Down.
Don't come
it.
Home for a week.
Yeah. I got sick off raw oysters. I went to an event sponsored by the Oyster Recovery Program a couple years ago down at the aquarium. And they had oyster... from every commercial producer, you know, the oyster farms.
Right.
And one wild-caught guy. And I went around and sampled all the oysters. I probably ate like a dozen oysters. And I got a mild case of the Vibrio.
Oh.
I got to tell you something, man. You know,
I'll tell you,
these get that.
Long Island Blue Points, they're the best ones.
Oh, yeah.
They are salty. They are good oysters. They're expensive, but they're good.
Yep. We served oysters the other night, and... Good time to shout out to the folks at Annie's, what's it called, Steakhouse?
Annie's Paramount Steakhouse.
Paramount Steakhouse, yep, right there in Kent Island.
It's Graysonville, I think.
Graysonville, but yeah, okay, Graysonville, Kent Narrows.
Kent Narrows, that's
good. I'll get it right. But
you're slow.
Yeah, what's...
Oh, what do you expect from somebody from the Western Shore?
Yeah, I know.
What's Mrs. Katina's name, Helen?
Helen.
Yep, Helen and Mike Katina's great host and hostesses. It was funny. It was hilarious. You'll like this, Chris. We got in there a little early, okay? And this was for our wedding reception. We had 130 or 40 of our closest friends. Anyway, and family. Mike comes in, and we're talking to Helen, and it's Sunday afternoon, middle of the afternoon. Here comes Mike, and he's got his Mossy Oak pants on, and he's got his Real Tree camo shirt. He hadn't shaved for about 3 weeks. You know, and anybody else would have thought he was some homeless guy coming in for a cup of coffee or something, you know. And I said, hey, Mike, how you doing? Good. I said, you going out and hunt him today? Because I got a big buck out there in the farm. This is the last day for firearm season. I'm going out there. As cold as it was on Sunday, Mike went out in the deer stand at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, he didn't see the deer, but, you know, that's the kind of guy he is. We love him.
It was a good food, yep. Good crowd, nice people. Their servers there are awesome.
Yeah, so beautiful decoration.
One other thing, Alan.
Yes, sir.
I heard on news the other day, if you take medical marijuana, you're not going to be allowed to own a firearm.
That's correct.
Yep.
That's correct. And, you know, I think that has to be remedied because here's – I got to do a little more research into that, but off the cuff comment on that, is that this goes to mental health. If you have medical marijuana, okay, there's a couple of reasons. There's some physical conditions like cancer and ALS and things like that that it can help with pain management and so forth. Mm-hmm. But the other thing is for things like anxiety and other things where you become diagnosed as having a, quote, mental issue. Do you see where this is going?
Yep.
So that's kind of why they're talking about it. You know?
And well, what about alcohol?
Exactly. You can be an alcoholic and buy a gun. No, but
I'm going to have to give all my guns up because I ain't giving the alcohol up.
Yeah, all right, Ron. Yeah, I get it, buddy. I understand it 100%. So, all right. Well, we got to move along. Thank you, Ron, for the call.
Good talking to you and Mrs. Olson.
Yep.
Thanks.
You need to develop some kind of a tool to kill a lobster humanely and then sell it over in, where was it, Switzerland or some damn where? Yeah.
How about a 16-ounce hammer?
That'll work. All right. Sounds good, buddy. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, you don't eat that part anyway. Good morning, Chuck. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin.
So, morning, Chuck.
Sorry for your wait. How are you doing?
No problem. Doing fine.
Good.
Good time last Sunday.
Good.
Well, good. I'm glad you enjoyed it, you and Diane. Thank you very much.
It was great to see you.
Yep.
So I just wanted to...
Congratulations, too, by the way.
Thank you.
Yep. Chuck just became the vice president of the Physically Challenged Bowhunters of America.
Oh, awesome, Chuck. Great.
Yep.
Thanks.
Or is it the Physically Challenged Bowhunters Association? I'm not sure which it is.
No. That's a private joke.
Yes, it was.
Well, that's sort of why I called to let you know what the PCBA is going to be doing next Saturday.
Okay.
I'm going to be at an event up in Cabela's in Harrisburg.
Okay.
With the United Bowhunters of Pennsylvania Disabled Hunters Program.
Good.
We're doing an event for accessibility to the outdoors. So if anybody was planning on going up to Cabela's next Saturday, we'll be there from 10 to 3.
Beautiful.
That's really cool.
Cool. That's great.
I'm supposed to have one of our members coming to help me with the event. He's a gentleman that's in a wheelchair,
mm-hmm.
but he has developed a shooting chair. He's the prototype of a shooting chair for him. So he's going to try and bring that along, too. So
that's pretty cool.
We'll have to put that together and then have that displayed with the normal stuff there in my booth.
Beautiful. Sounds good, Chuck. All right, buddy. Well, I appreciate that. And thanks for calling in. And next Saturday, what do we got next Saturday? We got anything going on?
We got something going on. Saturday.
We'll figure it out.
No, Sunday we got something going on. Saturday, no.
Yep, we'll figure it out.
All right.
Thanks, Chuck.
Yep, thanks.
See you, buddy. See you later. Yep, bye-bye. Bye. There he goes. Oops. Captain Seaweed, good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Alan?
I'm all right, Cap. How are you?
Pretty good, Alan. I got a second or so here. I want to talk to you about oysters.
Okay.
When oysters were only $6 a bushel, that's a long time ago.
Yeah, they're about 10 times that now.
I want to tell you a little story, please. I had a cat that was up in Monocan River area.
Right.
Monocan River area.
Right.
And I used to pull up there to get my oysters at that particular point there outside of Dale Island. And along with that, when I would do that, this cat would hear my truck come up and come running over to my truck only. And as fast as I could pop oysters, this cat would slurp them down. And I could pop oysters pretty damn fast. And every time I pop them, about 15, 16 oysters, that cat would slurp them down.
Good
grief. I was
trying
to get him on a show with Johnny Carson at that time. And Johnny Carson was going to let me bring that cat on that show. Cat got knocked off during a winter storm in the 80s.
Oh, man.
The bottom line is I had a cat, as fast as I could pop those oysters, that cat would slurp them down. Wouldn't even eat them. Would slurp them down.
Just like that.
Are you there?
I'm slurping them. I'm slurping oysters.
Okay. I just wanted to tell you that. I'll never, ever forget that cat.
That's
that
pretty
cat
good.
Was the biggest and fastest slurper. A human being could not eat those oysters as fast as this cat would eat them.
I can't top that, but I did have a cat that ate olives.
Bye-bye. Talk to you later.
See ya. Bye-bye. Cats are weird. Anyway, three dogs and a cat in the house.
Yep.
Yep. Used to be five cats at one point. So.
Well, I'd be that many now if I could breathe with them.
Yeah, I know. Unfortunately, you're allergic, so what are you going to do? Oh, my.
And I love cats.
I know you do. I know you like cats. Your mother loves cats, too. So she does.
Is that you?
That's me. What was that? Ah, let's see. That's our work, can't call in, love to get in the contest. Me and the wife are definitely going to Harrisburg. Don't want to break any rules by not calling in, so if you can put my name in. Can't put my name in, I understand. Another bill. This is, you know how many bills we had on the last hour?
A lot of bills.
At least four, maybe five. Now we got another one. So we'll put Bill in the contest. He actually texts, so
that's legal.
I'm thinking maybe Bill might be a winner of one of our sets of tickets just by overwhelming, you know.
One of the bills.
One of the bills, sure. One of the bills. Oh, man, anyway.
Well, maybe we'll see them in Harrisburg. I'm excited about that.
Are you?
I'm really excited.
Yeah, I think we'll go up and stay over and, you know, middle of the week or something like that and go to the show. So we could use it. We're going to have some tickets for the National Outdoor Show. We already have tickets, as a matter of fact, in our hot little hands for the National Outdoor Show.
They were sitting on our stoop last year.
Yeah, coming up. No, that was Great American Outdoor Show.
Oh.
Yep. Buddy.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Buddy Oberender sent us the...
They're so close to names.
I get very confused. I know. It's the Great American Outdoor Show.
That's the one that we're doing the...
No, that's Harrisburg.
The one with Harrisburg.
And the National Outdoor Show is in Cambridge. That's where Bucks, Bears, and Stags is going to be scoring white-tailed deer, sika deer, and black bears.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll be there. That's at the K-8, I think, on South Dorchester.
Sandy Hill Elementary.
Huh?
The Sandy Hill?
No. It's down below Church Creek. Don't worry about it. We'll get it up. We'll get it taken care of. The name.
Yeah.
As soon as I look it up. Hang on. Jeez. South Dorchester, K-8.
Okay,
Golden Hill.
Golden
Hill Road, 3485 Golden Hill Road.
I said Sandy. I had the wrong one.
February 23rd, 24th. We'll be giving tickets away to that. So folks on the Eastern Shore that go to that, that includes the World Muskrat Skinning Championship and everything else. So we'll do that coming up. All right, now I got to tell the folks about Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. We were talking about rifles, talking about the A-Bolt 3 the other day, and they really like this gun. Now, they've been Browning dealers since the late 60s, and they like the way this gun's put together. It's a combination gun. It's a bolt-action A-Bolt 3. It's blue barrel in action, comes in wood or synthetic stocks. It's factory-installed Nikon Buckmaster 4-12 by 40 BDC rifle scope. It's 243, 308, 270, 30-06, 7mm 08, 7mm Remington mag, and 300 Win mag. If you're looking for a firearm for your next deer hunt, if you're going out west or something like that, consider that one because it's extremely reasonably priced. And then a step up from that's the X-Bolt, extremely accurate bolt action, big game hunting perfection in all standard magnum and short magnum calibers, adjustable feather trigger, detachable rotary magazine, and a beautiful looking gun. And then if you're into the modern technology and you want the, you know, the hottest camo and all that stuff, there's the Hell's Canyon Speed. This is a light firearm. It comes in arid urban camo with a door touch finish composite stock. The barrel is Cerakote finished. It's a ceramic coating on the barrel. It's fluted. It's got a sporter barrel with a threaded muzzle brake. And what that means is if you decide you want to go the route to get a suppressor, you've already got a threaded muzzle there. So it will receive a suppressor once the proper channels are going through and you get your suppressor. Detachable rotary magazine, short throw bolt, adjustable trigger, bolt action in selected calibers. And this is a cool gun, the X-Bolt Hell's Canyon Speed. All at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. Your full line, Browning dealer, 242-6108. Stop by, 242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop.
WCBM, Baltimore. Dramatic change to the weather picture here with cold air blasting in on strong northwest winds today. We're behind a Pacific cold front. We've had our high today this morning in the mid-30s, and we'll drop down to the low teens for tonight with northwest winds keeping us cold. Sunshine Sunday, highs in the upper 20s, and low teens on Sunday night. Going to be cold early next week as well, Monday, Tuesday, with highs only recovering up into the 30s, and nighttime lows staying in the teens and 20s. I'm Scott Laurie, more of the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Great American Outdoor Show, presented by My Outdoor TV, February 3rd to the 11th at the PA Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg. Over 1,100 outdoor exhibitors, more than 200 seminars from outdoor pros, nearly 400 hunting and fishing outfitters, interactive events, and entertainment for the whole family. It's 650,000 square feet of guns, hunting, fishing, and archery at the world's largest outdoor show. Tickets on sale now at GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org, February 3rd to the 11th in Harrisburg.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck, step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
Hey, where can you get your geese and ducks picked today? Once you take them out, well, I'll tell you where. Chesapeake Outdoors. They will pluck them, they'll dress them, they'll breast them, they'll do whatever you want to do with your ducks and goose's carcasses. They'll take care of them for you. Get them ready to eat. They'll save you whatever you want to save. If you want to just breast them out, they'll do it. You want the whole goose plucked, they'll do it. You want the whole duck picked, they'll do it. Waterfowl picking right there at Chesapeake Outdoors. And if you don't have a Yeti, you know, for your coffee, well, you need to get one right there. One of the big tumblers are available, the coolers, the bags, and everything from Yeti right there at Chesapeake Outdoors. Now, don't forget, while you're there, waiting for your ducks and geese, shop around a little bit. They've got a full selection of camo from Bandit and Under Armour. They've got boots and hips and waders. Had a buddy the other day said, when I hike, I wear my waders because I wear them through the sticker bushes and, you know, want to keep the ticks off of me and everything else. I'm like, why do you do that? Well, it's for protection. Well, what happens if you go out waterfowl hunting, you get in a duck pond or something like that, and you got a hole in your waders? Well, I guess I'll have to deal with that when we get there. So, you know, I don't know if he had a hole in his waders or not. I didn't hear any reports, but it can happen. You know, you can fix them, but I'd just as soon get a new pair. Hip boots, waders, and knee boots right there at Chesapeake Outdoors. Full line of archery supplies. They just came back from the Archery Trade Association show, so some new stuff will be showing up, I'm sure, relatively soon. Waterfowl calls, decoys, steel shot, all of the above. Anything for waterfowl hunting, anything for deer hunting, anything for hunting. And guess what? Fishing stuff's coming in right now for the, you know, for the perch and the spring rockfish and everything else. Chesapeake Outdoors, 410-604-2500. Route 50 East, exit 39B. That's Dominion Road. Exit 39B, right there on Kent Island, off Route 50. First choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers, Chesapeake Outdoors.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
It sits above the mantle on a couple rusty nails. And it's worth a bunch of money, but it damn sure ain't for sale. The good Lord only knows all the stories he could tell. Granddaddy's gun, he bought it new out of the Sears and Roebuck catalog. And it shot a mini shell over the top of an old bird dog. And it backed a burglar down when Grandma took the safety off Granddaddy's gun.
All right, let's talk to Mike in Talbot County. Mike, how you doing, buddy? Thanks for holding on.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. How about yourself?
I'm heading out goose hunting. I've only been out a few times, and it was a blast. The first time I got a goose was only a few weeks ago.
That first time ever you got a goose?
No. I've never done much bird hunting, and then I went, and after my buddy taught me the technique, it was like bang, 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 two in a row.
What's the technique? So, I need that.
What's that?
What's the technique?
He just told me to lead on them, and it worked. So, but what I was calling about, I remember reading a study years ago, and I think it's accurate, and I wonder if you were familiar, that in extreme temperatures that the deer actually become hypothermic. They lower their body temperature, and what confuses me is why would they do that in an already extremely cold environment? Let's just slow down their metabolism.
Well, I'm sure that they slow down their metabolism. They don't eat as much food, but I've said this before in the air. Deer have a summer coat and a winter coat. If you've seen a deer in the summer, it looks far different than it does in the winter.
Oh yeah.
Okay. And the summer coat is three times as dense, three times more hair follicles are covered with, you know, or grow hair in the summertime as they do as in the wintertime. And the reason for that is the deer's hair in the wintertime, their winter coat, is hollow. That's what their name means, is the hollow, hollow hair. I can't. Okay, listen. Mike, you there? Okay.
Yes, I'm there.
Hollow hair. And that insulates them from the cold and things like that. And I think they may slow down their metabolism a little bit, but that's why they all get together, too. It's a survival thing, survival of the fittest, and get these herds together. You know, we don't notice it so much here, but where there's a lot of snow, they'll actually form what's called a deer yard, where they all live together. And, extreme temperatures, they got to huddle together to kind of share the body warmth. So that's kind of the way that works.
Okay. And FYI, don't make the mistake as a new hunter like I did last time I got geese. I put them in a plastic bag and went to Chesapeake Outdoor, and they said, no. It took them much longer to process because apparently if it gets wet, it doesn't work well.
Yeah. Yep. You just throw them in the back of your truck, basically. Put them in a box or something. Yeah, I get it. So,
yeah, paper bag, cardboard, but yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for the answer, and you have a great day.
All right, Mike. Well, good luck to you. Go out there and get a couple more geese. Have you tried eating them yet?
People have given me in the past, I haven't done well, but then my hunting partner says they make down here on the shore goose bologna.
Yeah, they do that. Yeah. Well, I'm going to give you a real quick one here, if you got a minute. All right.
Okay.
Crock pot, and Dale from Easton gave me this one. A can of chicken broth, a can of chicken gravy, whatever seasoning you want on your goose, put it in there and let her cook.
Oh, okay.
Very simple recipe. You take the goose out, you can eat it right away. It flakes apart. It's delicious. Just watch that steel shot.
Simple's good.
Very simple. Thanks, buddy.
You too.
See ya. Bye-bye. There he goes. Don in Massachusetts. Good morning, Don. How are things in Massachusetts? Warm?
Gale-driven winds against the building off of the Taunton River. Calling from the home of lobsters.
Lobsters. Yeah, lobsters. Exactly.
One of my favorite things to eat.
Yep.
Yeah, and they do it right up here.
Yep, lobsters.
I'm always catching flack that the lobster is much better than the blue crab. So.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. Well,
I'm calling to say hi and good morning.
Good morning.
Happy New Year.
Thank you, sir.
Good luck with your marriage.
Thank you.
We're going to need it. I mean, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're going to need it, huh?
Yeah.
It's been interesting so far.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Yeah. And entering the contest.
All right. Very good.
Be successful. And hopefully I'll win that gun at your upcoming event.
Yeah, maybe. You never know. Are you going to be there? Are you going to come to the event?
I'm going to try.
March 31st. March 31st.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I've got a flyer on my desk at home.
Beautiful.
Hey, I sent you that little piece of video in that
I saw that. I saw that. Yeah.
Checking out the duck hunters. Our community is very upset.
Why is that?
Because they think that the duck hunters are too close to the community.
Uh-huh.
And when they open up in the morning, the dogs and the cats go crazy. And
uh-huh.
They just get very upset. So there was a deluge of calls to the county police and to DNR. And since I'm an early riser, I actually met the DNR when they came in and talked to them. And they did a pretty thorough check of the hunters. They called them over to the shore. And
yep.
Hunters came over and presented their documentation and
yep.
measured their where they were set up. So
yep.
they were quote unquote legal.
Yeah. So. Hey, look, they hunt in close proximity to these homes on the water, and as long as they are legal, they're legal. I mean, you know, these guys, with the range finders and so forth now, you can sit right where the guys sit, and you can range the houses or the shoreline across the water, and if they're in a safe distance, a safe zone, you know, it's you know, of course they're going to get up, the homeowners are going to get upset with the guns going off in the morning and that type of thing. But guess what? It's part of the culture.
That's true.
That's part of the culture.
What we found is that the community can actually get the rights to the duck blind, I believe it's called, or the duck blind area.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, the community had that years ago, and it lapsed. I guess the application wasn't filed in a timely fashion. So I think what's happened is it was kind of like up for grabs.
That's what happens, is that when the blind sites come open, the people go to the lottery, and they put their numbers in on the particular duck blinds that they want to go with, and they wind up with a duck blind.
Yeah.
Yep, okay. Happens all the time. Now, landowners, they can pay a fee, either a year-by-year or multiple-year fee, to maintain the duck blinds on their properties. But if it lapses, and it can, then what they call squatter's rights, the squatters can come in and sit in your duck blind that you built if you haven't paid the fee.
Yeah.
So there you go, buddy.